I speak to you in the name of God, God the Creator, God the Redeemer, and God the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. For the last couple of weeks, we've been looking at sin, and now it's time to look at salvation and eternal life. And next week, we're going to talk about eternal life. And today, we're going to talk about salvation, which is the principal themes of the first three Gospels of the New Testament, Mark, Matthew, and Luke, in the order they were written. And we're going to focus in on love and the connection of love and salvation together. We're going to look at it from a standpoint of being progressive Christians, because we've had it given to us almost all our lives from a different standpoint. From the standpoint when people thought the earth was flat, there was a dome over the earth, and there was fire under the earth. And from that they thought heaven was up over the dome, because God was above the dome of the earth, and that hell was under the earth, fire which they saw coming out through volcanoes. But that flatness on the earth and those domes, we know, aren't real. We know today so much more, and we have had to re-understand and really read carefully the scriptures to say, what were the Gospels truly saying, so that we break away from that ancient framework and come to a new framework that is much more understandable as progressive people, and also something that we can transmit to our children and grandchildren and people yet unborn, so that our future generations will have faith in the living Jesus and capture the message of what Jesus was giving to us and not get sidetracked into all these other old ways of seeing life. So salvation is the key thing to talk about today. And what is salvation? It's the seeking of a fulfillment of love and purpose. Now, we in our lives, and people who don't even have any understanding of Christianity, are always seeking salvation. They seek it through other things, credit cards, they seek it through medication, they seek it through ways of dealing with their aging, all the commercials of buying the various creams. They look at stuff for boredom. All of that really, in a way, is seeking salvation. But the Christian message of salvation is getting life fixed. Getting the cores of our lives truly established so that we have meaning in our lives, that we have a sense of purpose, that we have a sense of peacefulness. One of the definitions is that we are connected with the incarnate God, that God is here with us now, that God is present and alive for us. The great councils of the church really established these questions. The four great councils, we've talked about them in brevity in the past, but the Council of Nicaea talked about the fact that God is residing in every human being. God is incarnate within us. The Council of Constantinople said that we live in a real world with people just as we are, that God is with real people, not just a bunch of pure saints, but God is in all people. The saints and the sinners, God indwells in all people. The difference is in how the individual lives their life. The Council of Ephesus said that God is present in all creation. Not just in human beings, but God is in all things. That God is not just reserved for us who are able to be reflective and talk about it, but God is present in all creation. And the Council of Chalcedon, the last one, about 100 years after Nicaea, is said that God is united with humanity. God is united with humanity, not distant and far away. Now, a lot of the Christian church does not understand or accept these findings of the great ecumenical councils. But these great ecumenical councils have a big impact for us as progressive Anglican Christians, because it says that God resides within us, that we carry with us divinity, that we carry with us godliness. And that's an important thought. And the other part of this that's pretty important is that God is not in opposition to us. God is not opposed to us, but is united with us in love and cares for us. And we live in the reign of God, the kingdom of God. We live in it now. We carry it with us. And when we form community like we have here this morning, we are in heaven. We are living in the reign of God. It's present now. In a community that's based in love and caring and restoration and forgiveness, that's the reign of God. And that's what Jesus was talking about all the time with his community. And that's how they understood Messiah. Messiah was to take the messenger of God. Messiah means messenger. To take the message and to take people to a new understanding that was different than the understanding they already had. The understanding in Roman law was you get peace through militarism. We beat the whatever out of everybody else and then we live in peace. It was peace through blood. That was not the Jesus message. There was other messages around that there's some that are in and some that are out. That was not the Jesus message. Jesus loved everybody, both those who were Jewish and those who were not Jewish. Those who were outside of what Jews would normally think were good people, Jesus included as being in. The tax gatherers, the lepers, the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, the Canaanite woman, all these people were included. And that's a message for us, that all are included. All are included. And it's based in love, forgiveness, that salvation is in this sense of inclusive, reconciling love. And that's the chief principle of the Christian message. We tend to not hear that often anymore. People seem to not understand that. We hear about the ins and the outs, those who should be excluded and those who should be included. And we're living at a time of a great example of this, where there are people who are proclaiming hate. And we see it happening in our own country. We don't just have to look in other countries. We see it in our own. But what gives me hope is that we have people coming together from a variety of backgrounds and joining together and saying, no, love triumphs over hate. And that everyone is included, not just a few chosen ones. And that's the Christian message. That's the message of Jesus. Now I know when I feel not okay, and sometimes I don't feel strong. When I get into that kind of a mindset, I sometimes think, well, I don't know why that person is there. How can I reach out and love that person? And then I give my head a shake and say, that's not the Christian way. The Christian way is to include all. Those who proclaim Christ, those who live the Christian message, those who live love, and those who don't do that but still are there as kind, thoughtful, giving, forgiving people. And then it goes beyond that and reaches out to those who we find it even more difficult to love. But the Christian way is to be inclusive. and that salvation is for all. And that's a tough message. But it's one we have to live with, because that's what Jesus taught. Heaven is now, and we are living in the reign of God now. People are loved as they are. People are loved as they are. But we are challenged to get to higher planes. We are challenged to get to a higher plane of love and loving. Not to just stay where we are, but move forward. Salvation is based on a dynamic human relationship. I'm not the same person that I was when I was ordained. My understanding of Christianity is really moved and changed a lot. We move forward as we mature and experience more life. I can remember when I was a younger person as a clergyman and being so saddened that some of the best of the human rights experiences that I saw happening were happening in the secular world of business and not being proclaimed by the church. That there was an incense in business where people were generous and caring and inclusive, and we as a church couldn't get there. We've got there now, and I'm very hopeful for that. But we have to always have that big picture that God is love, and salvation is the community of people who form together in a sense of love. We also know, and we saw it in today's reading, that people who are in the loving community make mistakes, but God's love does not disappear. Remember that Peter, Simon, we got the new name of Peter because he was the rock. And Peter the rock, what did he do at the time of the arrest of Jesus? He denied the Lord 3 times. But he didn't lose his status. He later repented and saw he'd made a mistake. He was forgiven and moved forward. So he went from being an outcast to really being one of the founders of the church. And the church in Rome was established with Peter as the first bishop. So there's always hope for us. The church is always dynamic, always alive, and always a place of forgiveness. And that's really quite a shock to some who think you have to be walking around with your hands folded and be pure all the time in order to be loved by God. Heaven is not full of Puritans. Heaven is with real people living real lives who strive to work at loving and to be whole, to following the love message. It's not just filled with Christians. Heaven is now, and heaven is a dynamic place where revolutionary things happen. We're called to build heaven now. We are to be a community of heaven now. Salvation, though, has an exterior view, but it's also very interior. It's an attitude that each one of us as individuals must decide upon and say, I am going to make a decision to live in a heavenly way. I am going to be a person of inclusion and forgiveness. And I'm going to make mistakes. There's going to be times that people around me say things and then I keep quiet, and then later on I think, how come I didn't speak out? But we can do it later. We learn from our experiences, but our heart is, I am about inclusion. I'm about forgiveness. I'm about love. And that is a commitment to living our lives as a saved person. We are seeking always the healthful life of all of God's creation that God has called us to be stewards of. That's human relationships. That's animal relationships. with us and how we treat animals. That's a relationship with our stewardship of the natural resources. It's a sense of always working for healthfulness, not just to get things our own way, but for the true healthfulness of everything. We live in a process of living a healthy relationship with nature, with history, with interpersonal relationships, and the dynamics of our lives. It is a challenge. It's not easily done. It's something we always have to be alert to and know that sometimes we'll even fail, but we pick ourselves up and we start again. Because God loves all of God's creation, not just some little chosen part of it. But God is inclusive. And we are called to have a vision of inclusion. And when we adopt that vision, we've adopted salvation. And we are on the path of being a part of the saved community of God. And I pray today that as we receive the sacrament, we are again influenced and empowered to have that vision again sharpened, to bring it into focus, to say, I am a person of God. I am a person on the path of inclusion and salvation. May God bless us all. Amen.